Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Well, thanks so much for staying with us. So you remember that we've had countless conversations with SASSA, particularly SASSA spokesperson, where we were urging many of you who are, grant recipients to go and update your cards and change your cards and so on. And they stated various reasons why that was important. Now, Postbank has confirmed that the SASSA gold cards will remain active and functional beyond the 31st. Of next month. On the line with us is Postbank's Chief Commercial Officer, Tami Gcwele. Good evening and welcome, Mr. Gcwele.
Good evening to the listeners, and thank you for having us.
Okay, so what has changed since the last time we had a deadline?
I think the most important thing around this is the fact that, beneficiaries will continue to have access to their funds, either using their gold card or using the black card that those that would have received it. The biggest change is that we are extending the deadline for the discontinuation of the gold card, and we are saying those cards will work beyond the end of May.
Why the extension?
Until, of course, the federal notice on that. Why?
Why the extension?
I guess the conversation we continue to have with the regulator and ensuring, the transition that we are in, that it runs smoothly. I think we certainly do recognize that, previously, especially beginning of the year, we certainly had more people come in than anticipated and started to respond to that. Of course, the transition as we engage does require that is smooth. For us, I think that's what we are trying to secure, purely because I think we have said to the beneficiaries, no one will be left behind. It is not a permanent view, and that's why we're saying until further notice, we will resume with issuing the black card again. We will make that announcement when we do resume.
While this is commendable not to leave anyone behind, I mean, we remember those deadline dates and the rush to Postbank and various outlets that you had prepared, where people were saying to us, well, we're here and systems are down, or we are told this office is closed early, or our line was cut off. How are you going to improve on those problems?
Pamela, you will notice that just leading up to when we did temporarily stop the issuing of the black card, the queues actually were slowing down. We were already starting to see that we were changing paths to all the customers that were, or beneficiaries that were showing up. As we sit right now, we are at about 1.5 million beneficiaries that are currently getting their SASSA grant through the black card. So that's a success story, that we certainly did respond. We certainly did see that the queues were manageable. Having recognized that announcing a deadline, it does create a lot more excitement on the consumer to try and make sure that they get their hands on their black card. But we also needed to be cautious around that, continuing and saying, look, I think as we transition, it is important that we get measures in terms of how we implement the next phase of the replacement. We actually are sitting with less than 800,000 beneficiaries that still need to change their cards. But I think the important thing for us is we're saying, if you have your gold card, that card will continue to work. When we do resume, the site that we had, just before we temporarily stopped, will continue to be available. They are available as we speak right now, when we do the resumption. But I think the key point around the black card is that if your card gets stolen or gets lost, your black card, you can still get that replaced as well. So that doesn't change. And if you forget your PIN, you are able to reset your PIN, as well at the same time on the same site that we have made available.
Unless if I'm not understanding you correctly, what concerns me is the idea that you will resume this uptake of new black cards again. Why isn't that happening in the interim so that we do not have the kind of rush that we spoke of, you just spoke about earlier, where it's common, even with a soccer match, it happens all the time. Can we not continue issuing these black cards even as people come to collect whatever funds? Can we not do it in that way until ultimately everybody has a black card?
So I guess the key thing here is that even as we go through this transition, as I'm talking to in the conversations we're having with the regulator to ensure this transition, because I think everyone is interested in how we actually do this. And so as we conclude these conversations with the regulator, I think the resumption of that will happen. Now, but at the same time, we're not stopping, and then we are making, you know, beneficiaries be in limbo. They are not in limbo because the cards continue to operate as indicated. I think that's the most important aspect to the beneficiary in saying, can I access my funds? And I think we're saying, you know, emphatically that that is possible and that can be done and that is doable. What we are saying also is that if you do happen to lose your gold card whilst we are in this transition, you also not necessarily going to lose out, because you can certainly be registered for what we call the cardless solution, where you don't actually need a card to be able to access funds to your brand. So the alternatives that are in place, you know, for beneficiaries. I think once these conversations are concluded, then I think, you know, that resumption will then take place. And we will announce that ahead of time. We will certainly plan for making sure that we don't have the repeat of what you've referred to as well. And I think we were starting to see that, that beneficiaries were coming at the right time. And we were also able to respond to them. So we don't see that. We don't anticipate that repeating itself.
So I'm still not sure I understand. Why has there been a pause while you're having the conversation with the regulators? What's the holdup about?
So it's not a holdup. I think as part of course, the project itself, the initiative that we were in, were necessitated to engage with the regulators. And I think that conversation, as it concludes, I think we'll be in a much better position to share a lot more openly and clearly, you know, once those conversations have been cleared. But right now, because it's still happening, you know, I think it's too early to really share a lot more on that. However, the comfort that we are giving, you know, that is fairly clear, is the fact that the cards will continue to work. I think that's what, you know, consumers and beneficiaries need to take away from this conversation.
Well, let me put myself in their shoes, Mr. Cele, and this is the reason I asked the question about why the break. I have a normal life, like every one of us. This one month is better than the other month. You announce a deadline on the month when actually it's a bad month. I don't have enough money to come and running to get the black card. The deadline comes and I panic. You understand what I'm saying? So hence I do appreciate you saying you will at one point elaborate why the pause was necessary. But for me, it would have, and I think for many, while we have this time to continue issuing the cards until we get to a point where, you know, you announce the final deadline. But let's respect the process and let's wait. But you get my point that,
certainly I get your point, and I think it's fair. And I think that's why for us it wasn't a question of we are stopping to issue the black card.
Yes.
But we also create, you know, a challenge for the beneficiary that's going to say, well, what happens after May? You know, so it's not that we've just closed the door completely. We've opened up the opportunity for the cards to continue operating, because ultimately the beneficiary gets panicky when they're not certain whether they're going to get their funds or not. That's the ultimate goal for them.
They also get panicky when they've got a deadline that's very soon and that's looming because they don't have another opportunity. You know, that panic also kicks
in. We will manage that. And that's why I think I say we will actively manage that. We will be quite as proactively as we attempt that even better in that communication and engaging beneficiaries. The site, as I said, I think, you know, will continue to be available for them to go. And I think the time that has been lost as a result of the temporary pause, I think that will be compensated, you know, through extended, you know, period potentially on that. So that's really just where we're sitting at this stage.
All right. I really appreciate you giving us your time this evening. Tami Cele is a Postbank Chief Commercial Officer.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.